items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you trust. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual style to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. Get ready to join us live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This weekend we head to T.L. Hanna High School, where the Greenwood Eagles come a-callin' as the Yellow Jackets try to defend home field with their vaunted rushing attack. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. So I'm reading this from one. I just saw this from South Carolina. It's from a newsletter from WPDE. Buford, first death in South Carolina by Eastern equine encephalitis in more than 20 years occurred. And it's carried by mosquitoes. And apparently it's pretty rare, but pretty deadly. 30% of the people who develop it, EEE, die. That's a pretty high percentage. And then it says, you know, they're talking about what the American Mosquito Control Association recommends. Some of these things I don't know. Like, all I know is DEET. That's what I know. Oil of citronelle, I know. What on earth is catnip oil? That's like the first thing listed. What is catnip oil? Like some of these things I don't know. I don't know what catnip oil is. I don't know what IR3535 is. What is that?
I've never heard of that.
Oil of lemon eucalyptus. I'd better be bitten by the mosquito than smell like some of this stuff. P-methane-3. And then 8-diol, D-I-O-L, PMD. What is this stuff?
Half that stuff seemed like you wouldn't be able to get it.
Right, right.
Normally.
What is this? I have no idea what this word is. Undecan 1? I don't know what that is. Or wear permethrin-treated clothing. Okay, permethrin, I know. I know permethrin. I don't know what most of these other things are. They all sound like chemicals that I've never seen, like, in a outdoors place. I don't know what most of these things are.
I don't either.
Now, you know, the catnip oil sounds like it's something prohibition, or I don't know what that, I mean, I don't really know.
I know what catnip is, but yeah. I mean, how do you get enough of catnip to use to get?
Yeah, catnip oil. Yeah, I don't remember seeing the catnip oil spray bottle before for, you know, like, but like when I go out in places like that I'm going to be in the woods and stuff, I mean, I hammer the DEET. Like I basically drink it, you know, I use like a ton of it.
How do you deal with the fumes?
Huh?
The fumes.
I don't care. I'm immune to them now.
Okay.
But it's more the ticks that concern me than the mosquitoes. But my only point in this was I don't know. Again, DEET, oil of citronella, these things I've heard of. Oil of lemon, eucalyptus, I guess I've heard of that. But this other stuff, I don't know this stuff. IR3535, I have no idea. P-methane-3, I don't know. 8-diol, I don't know what that is. I don't know what some of those things are. Never heard of them. Illini Jay, how are you, Jay?
Walt, thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely, Jay.
Thank you to Ramona for accepting my call. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, you too.
We've got a great weekend of college football.
That's right.
Starting tonight. Started last night, but really starting tonight. I'm going to give you my Fireball 5 for the week after another very, very subpar last week. I went 1-4. This is why I suck. But I'm going to double down on Illinois getting 6.5. I don't get it. This ought to be like a 24-21 game. Hopefully Illinois comes out on top. Apologies to Robert. He had a very good call today, and I'm glad he didn't propagate the Indiana propaganda. Secondly, let me take Oregon minus the 34.5. If Oregon runs it up on OK State, what do you think they're going to do to Oregon State?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I think that's probably a pretty good play.
I don't think they play next year because of how the Big Ten schedule works out. Thirdly, let me take Troy plus the 5.5 at Buffalo. I was very disappointed in Buffalo last week. They played with their food against Kent State.
Yeah.
Kent State had them down. We saw what Troy can do 2 weeks ago against Clemson. I think Troy can go up there and probably win outright.
I like that play, Jack. I really like those last two plays, and I honestly, Illinois and Indiana confuses me a little bit. It gives me a headache. I don't know.
Anyway, okay, fourth pick, and you'll probably disagree with me on this. Let's take Lane Kiffin minus the 12 against Tulane. I know Tulane beat Duke last week. I was pretty high on Duke. But I think Tulane might have just bit off a little bit more they can chew going up to Oxford. They had Duke in New Orleans last week. I think Mississippi can pull this out by 2 touchdowns or 17.
Okay.
And finally, let's go off the board a little bit. I'll take Western Kentucky minus the 9.5 against Nevada. Nevada's got to travel across the country to play an early game at Western Kentucky. I hate Western Kentucky's mascot. It's the stupidest mascot in the world, the Red Blob. But I'm going to take the Hilltoppers.
All right. Despite the Red Blob. So if I say to you the Fighting Jim McDaniels, do you have any idea what that means?
Is that who the coach of Western Kentucky is?
No, but that's okay. It's sort of a ancient basketball reference.
Sorry, Walt.
All right, all right.
I hope you guys have a great
weekend. Thank you, Jack. You too.
And you all have a great day.
Thank you, Jack. What?
I looked up the Red Blob. What's up with that? I couldn't think of something. That's terrible.
When you have no imagination and you're in Kentucky, you come up with red blob.
Yeah, and they've got him standing there with the McDonald's thing. I guess that's what that's supposed to be, the purple one. Grimace or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's what it looks like. It looks like the purple blob, actually.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So the Grimace thing is still around?
They brought all that back.
Oh, so is it a fight between Grimace and the purple blob?
No, they look like they're having a photo op.
Oh, okay. That resulted in a fight later. All right. Ed! Ed's already told me how Clemson was going to win this game and that game by 50. Good, Ed.
Listen, the catnip bowl I've actually seen. It's supposed to, you know, it's one of those things that they come up with every now and then. Like, you've heard of yellow root or gold root.
Yeah.
It's just a gypsy healant and or, you know, preventative on that. I'm with you. If I'm ever in the woods, I go with teat.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there. Right. You may kill
yourself. What were those other chemicals? What were those other things? I don't know what those were. I never heard of those. I mean, permethrin I've heard of, obviously, but those other things.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of a couple of them. A couple of them I have, like the catnip oil I had heard of.
Yeah.
You can go to any flea market and find a lot of that stuff. And it's about like the old traveling medicine show out west.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
The flea market.
You buy something.
The flea market has everything.
Let me tell you something. I had uncles that used to make bootleg liquor. It was not for drinking because they did not have copper tubing on it. It was used to power a Volkswagen and a few other automobiles I had. That's true. It actually had to be 162 proof to fire a motor off, which is what they, and they had permits for it in the whole nine yards. Now, we'd get out there and the mosquitoes were bad, we'd slap some of that on us.
Yeah.
That would keep it off.
Yeah, I bet it would.
Because that was death to anything that landed on you. But that's basically my two cents on the lesson of the day for Gypsy and or Western Traveling Medicine Man Show Cures, Walt. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed. Ed's not even making any Clemson predictions anymore.
No.
He had some 50-0s in that mix earlier. He's just decided no moss. He's tapped
one
out.
Of those that doesn't want to say.
Yeah, that's right. One of those that doesn't want to say. Hey, Ramona, before we get back to the games, I saw this today. You know, just to prove that we will cheat at anything, that as in sports, we will cheat at anything. I saw this. This is from Odd News. This is from the UPI, actually. Cheating scandal nearly sinks World Stone Skimming Championships.
Sounds like something I've done in a promo.
Yeah, we will cheat at absolutely anything. If we will cheat in the World Stone Skimming Championships. First of all, I didn't really know there was a World Stone Skimming Championship, although I might have guessed. Listen to this, Ramona. Organizers of the World Stone Skimming Championships in Scotland said a cheating scandal led to the disqualification of several competitors. The World Stone Skimming Championship, an annual celebration of the sport, also known as stone skipping, is held every September on the western Scotland island of Easdale. The rules of the competition require the stones thrown by competitors to skim across the surface of the water to be naturally occurring slate from the island. But several competitors in this year's event, Ramona, were found to be wielding rocks that appeared to have been shaped and smoothed by a machine. Some of the stones appeared to have artificial notches created to aid in the throwing. I got calls from concerned competitors. They were worried people might think that's how things are done here, Kyle Matthews, the event's toss master, told the Scottish Mail. I contacted the individuals who admitted their transgressions, and I had to disqualify them. to give them credit, they deeply apologized for bringing the sport into disrepute.
Oh, so they're all nice and happy with one another.
Yeah, and accepted disqualification, and we accept that that's the end of the matter. No, they should be permanently banned. I mean, get rid of the cheating losers. What are you kidding?
So the Rocks, they probably don't like me calling them Rocks.
Well, I think they, yeah.
The Rocks have to come from
stones.
From there.
Yeah, they have to come from that.
That'd be natural.
Yeah, they have to come from that there.
Okay.
That island.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, how do you cheat at that?
By the way, if you work all your life to be a world stone skimming champion, Ramona, you should know in advance that there's no financial element to it. The World Stone Skimming Championships does not have any cash prizes, but the winner does receive a trophy.
This is like a low-budget thing, isn't it?
Great. Great. Thanks for nothing.
But they're so, I mean, to have such a low-budget prize.
Well, they're cheating to win a trophy. It's not even like $100,000. It's not like the cheating in the hot dog contest where you can win like $100,000. No.
Yeah,
these losers are
serious.
Cheating for some sort of plastic trophy.
Yeah, they don't even get money and they're cheating. That's pretty bad.
The first round of competition features competitors attempting to skip their stones across the surface of the water to the back wall of the quarry, a distance of about 206 feet. Those who qualify for the second round then engage in a toss-off to determine the winner. Kentucky man Jonathan Jennings became the competitor's first ever American winner in the adult male category of this year's event. Yeah, congratulations there, Jonathan. You get to take home a plastic trophy from Scotland. You don't get a single bit of cash.
Way over there,
right,
and fly
right. What your
back.
Flight? What your flight cost, genius?
Oh my God.
Lucy Woods won the adult female category for the sixth time. Ramona. Lucy Woods has a trophy case, like a lot bigger than the one at South Carolina. I'm sorry, Gamecocks. I couldn't help myself.
She's probably one of one.
Yeah, imagine what she looks like.
We can look it up. What's her name?
Lucy Woods. Six times winner of the women's World Stone Throwing Championships. I'm guessing she's like 320. Forearms like Popeye. Tatted.
Definitely tatted.
six times, Ramona. This woman's come back six times. She's won six times. She's won six plastic trophies. She has no money, but she's won six plastic trophies.
Let's see her.
I don't know. Did you find her? Did you actually find an article?
Yeah.
And?
I guess that's her. I don't know now. I can't tell. These are not good pictures.
Okay. So we're not really sure whether that's whether that's Lucy or not.
Yeah, we're not sure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be right back. We have lots to get to. We have more games to get to in the Pick'em contest. We'll be back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability ensures your household comfort. While it's colorless and odorless, we've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas Office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000 mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year 100,000 mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market.com.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire stone-baked pizza oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
You know, Ron, the stone throwing championships are worth nothing. So tell me, is this guy that I'm about to tell you about before we get to Greg and Jason, is this guy the biggest loser on the planet, or has this guy found a way to monetize this stuff? I have no idea. The stone throwing thing, I don't even begin to understand. This woman has won it 6 times. Did you ever find a photo of her?
No, I couldn't tell. There's a lot of... Okay. Not just her.
A serial Guinness World Record breaker took some time during an ocean cruise to spit a table tennis ball at a wall and break one of his own records.
There was a record for that?
His own record. David Rush who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles at more than 181. This guy is
for doing what? Putting the ball in his mouth?
No. This guy holds 181 different Guinness World Records.
Well, that must be, that Guinness book must really have gone down and just accept anything in their book.
He was, quote, somewhere in the North Atlantic Ocean aboard the Disney Wonder cruise ship when he broke the record for the most table tennis balls bounced against a wall with the mouth in 30 seconds for the third time. Rush originally set the record at 43 bounces and bested his own title in 2024 with 47 bounces at the Guinness World Records headquarters in London. He managed to break the record for a third time with 51 bounces on day five of his cruise. To the casual eye, it might look goofy, but trust me, this record is deceptively difficult, he wrote online. The spit has to be perfectly aimed.
Oh, my God.
Too much pressure, and the ball rockets back higher than expected. Too little, and it drops low and slows you down. Every bounce is a split-second calculation. Pressure, angle, timing.
He was drunk when he first did this.
Okay, so this guy...
Come on, this is stupid.
Has this guy found a way to monetize this? If not, this guy's
Did he get money for it?
I don't know. I just said
that's
that.
That's what we're about to find out.
I don't know. Otherwise, he's the biggest loser on earth. I mean, first of all, you're the only one... You're the only person competing in this category.
Yeah, you're breaking your own record
because no one else is doing this but you friggin' loser.
They don't want to.
Right. We don't even want to be around you. You're spitting all over the place. Your saliva is spewing all over the place as you spit a ping pong ball 51 times, you friggin' moron.
What a yuck.
Right. You're lucky people didn't just pick you up and throw you off
overboard.
Right. Now where he gets the money to be on the cruise, that's the concern. Now, if this guy...
I'd want to know. If I was on a Disney cruise with my kids, I don't want to know where that guy was.
Yeah, where this guy was. Right.
I don't want my kids anywhere near
the spitter. We don't
want to
be anywhere near you. That's right. We don't want to be any near the cereal spitter.
And wherever...
Can you imagine what the list of this guy's other 180 records are? 181 meaningless world records that there are no other competitors in.
That is insane.
David Rush.
Should we look him up?
Yeah. Well, there's actually a video here. There's actually a video of this.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody stood there while he did it?
Yeah, here he is. I'm looking at it right now. I just started the video. Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy is spitting this ball. There are actually people watching this. He is spitting this ball out of his mouth against the wall and just bouncing back into his mouth.
No, he doesn't use a separate ball every time.
No. It's the same ball.
Oh, God, no. And so it touches the wall and the thing and everything else, and it goes back in his mouth.
You know what someone really needs to do? They need to smear that wall with, like, every known communicable disease before it shows. Here, David, go ahead.
Man, that's gross.
Here, David, we set up the wall for you.
What a... Man.
I have some herpes.
Gross. That's disgusting.
Greg in Clemson.
That's disgusting.
Greg, how are you, Greg?
Oh, boy.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. That's where we mix these things in.
Listen, anybody can possess legal tender, but to have the Stone Skimming Championship Trophy, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's, you got to covet it.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Six plastic trophies. Haven't accomplished that since Pee Wee football.
I bet everybody.
And then labeled as a cheater.
All right, so do you mind if I, speaking of legal tender, I'm an underdog. This is a different kind of little setup here. You can't pick lower. You either pick higher or you go to the next person.
Oh.
But anyway.
Okay.
So, like, Klubnik, 240 yards passing.
Well, I would say higher because we don't know if those two safeties are playing. So if those two Syracuse safeties aren't playing, then he better be higher.
Okay. All right. Well, that take care of that because you can only do one for that little thing. Okay. Well, are you still?
I don't even know what this thing is you're playing. What is this?
Underdog.
I know, but what's this thing called that you're playing?
I don't know. It had a like a little thing come across the screen as like to get your attention. It said you would get some kind of little something.
I'm gonna have discount to. I'm gonna have to look for that. Better not give you any more answers.
Discount the Tigers.
All right.
I don't know. You don't want to take my advice in any way or any kind of thing involving Underdog. You know.
No, I was talking about giving you our advice.
I just meant like explaining what I'm looking at.
All right, so you have Cade Klubnik, an Underdog. By the way, football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy, like Greg is right now. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Greg is in making his plays right now on a particular Underdog game that I'm not even familiar with, so I'm going to be going there and check that out. I'm already in on Underdog. I've got a big play on the Clemson-Syracuse game. Of course, I'll have a million more plays I just haven't made yet. I gave you my picks earlier when we talked about Underdog on the Clemson-Syracuse game. They included Cade Klubnik to go higher because I think both safeties might be out. They included I took a number of the receivers to go higher. I took Brian Wesco to go higher than his 26.5 yards highest catch because I think those two safeties are going to be out, so that should open it up for Bryant Wesco. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions of dollars on Underdog. Take advantage of it. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's Underdog. You will thank me later. All right, Greg, continue. What else we have?
I lost my place.
You what?
I got to make two more picks at least, you know, but I can't get back to where it was. So.
Oh no! Oh.
I'm not really a good person as to be like the poster boy for Underdog.
Well, you know, Greg, you're just starting out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, I came from the Ready Fire Aim.
That's right. Project. Yeah, you've moved on. You've graduated from the school of Ready Fire Aim.
All right. Well, I appreciate the
one tip. Confidence. Yes. It's coming, Greg. I have complete confidence. Thank you, Greg. Good talking to you as always. Let me get Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason?
I'm a little concerned for Greg. I mean, are we sure that was Underdog, or was that like a Nigerian prince email he got? He said, you know, the way he was describing it, I was a little nervous.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I'm not 100% sure myself.
Yeah. You know what? I still have a lot of concerns, man. I'm not as bad as I was last weekend or last Friday when I called in and basically expected us to lose. But I certainly am not in a point where I can call for a blowout yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to talk myself into, you know, the fact that I do think that Georgia Tech and LSU are significantly better teams than Syracuse. And Clemson, even with all the struggles and all the dumb stuff they did and the injuries, obviously those games came down to the final moments. And then I look at the fact that, I mean, Colgate scored 24. Now, granted, they gave up 66. So, I guess the internal tug of war I have says that in order for this to be a convincing win, Clemson, and this might sound stupid, I mean, like, obvious, but given Syracuse's offensive firepower, then you're thinking Clemson would have to have a shootout of its own and start to put a bunch of points on the board. And after what we've seen the first 3 weeks, I'm just scarred to where I can't predict that. So I guess I'm kind of falling in the range of talking myself into like a 10-point win. I just have a sneaking suspicion that this is going to be another one of those where we're just kind of gritting our teeth in the second half.
Yeah.
And maybe we make enough plays to win by 10-7. That's just kind of where I am right now.
Yeah, well, that's how I had it. I mean, yesterday, my pick on this was 31-20, 31-24, something in that range, 31-21. I think it's, I thought it was that range of game. Now we've learned that Syracuse, both of Syracuse's starting safeties are listed as questionable on the injury report. If those two guys can't go, then I think they have a problem because I think they already have issues of continuity in that secondary. And now, again, the Samuel kid is a super freak, but he's 17 years old. He's such a freak that we're going to play him both ways, which is just insane. But he's a real talent, but you know, he's still a target at this age. But if they don't have those two safeties who are both pretty good players, then I think if those two safeties don't go and Clemson can't exploit that in the passing game, then it's never going to happen because Syracuse does not have an elite pass rush. You know, this is a game where Cade should have time to throw. If Clemson, you know, balances a little bit of run, Cade should have plenty of time to throw in this game and maybe generate some confidence. And if the back end is really compromised and those two guys are missing, if Clemson does not throw the ball for a ton of yards and isn't effective in that, then I think it's going to be a really long season. So that's what I'm watching right now, Jason. I'm watching, and we're not probably going to know till game time, but I think the big question right now is, are those safeties playing? If they are, I think it's more the type of game that you and I think it is. If they aren't, then it's a game that Clemson, it's an issue that Clemson should exploit and should win by a much larger margin.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, when you bring up the safeties being a question there, because, I mean, God knows Syracuse is already 118th in the nation in passing yards allowed. So if you can't pull the trigger on that defense, especially without their safeties, then you're right. But I'm going to try and be hopeful. And I do think the effect of getting those starters back for Clemson, I know we said you have to just buck up and deal with it, but I do think that will have a positive effect on this team. And hopefully just Antonio by himself out there, like we've said, maybe Cade's got his little nookie blanket back and he'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, of course, look, the thing we don't know with Antonio is it's a hamstring. And so we don't know what back is, all right? We know he's going to play, but for how long and at what level of effectiveness? See, we don't know any of that. I mean, he could come out and take and run two snaps and be out again. You know, that's the nature of a hamstring injury. We're not going to know that until game time either, until we actually start to see him play, and see, you know, how he runs, how he moves. Is he just a decoy? Is he moral support? Is he actually going to be an effective player? Is he going to be the old Antonio? I don't think we know any of that until we see him on the field.
Yeah, and that, you know, we talked about that is my one concern for the two guys that have been dealing with the hammies. Yeah. But I guess it sounds like they feel comfortable enough to at least get him out there. So fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely, Jason. Good talking to you, Jason. I'm right where you are. If the safeties don't play, I think it's a much wider margin, though.
Well, for you and Ramona's sake, let's hope. Let's hope Monday is a good one.
Or your sake, Jason, because maybe we'll have substitute host day on Monday. If Syracuse wins, I might be taking some sick days. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks,
Rob. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. I am craving steak from Carson's, Ramona. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch. Celebrate a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, they're open every day. Carson's is basically always open. Happy hour, Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. This means you can go for lunch and come back for dinner. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich. The smoked ribs, amazing. The honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs. I 100% have that. I've never had it. Try the golden fried chicken tenders. Excellent. The Monterey chicken sandwich topped with Jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. That sandwich is to die for. Go there for lunch. Get that sandwich. Come back for dinner. Get a steak. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. Fresh out of the oven. Yeast rolls with honey butter.
I want that steak with the peppers and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good, too. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. This is my category. Cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye. By the way, Rona, cooked to perfection means medium rare or rare. strawberry shortcake. Carson's accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. Yeah, Ramona, cooked to perfection does not mean burnt like leather, you like your steaks. Open 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, 864-226-9400. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them I sent you. That's how it works. Whether you go, whether you call. We have more games to cover. I told you we were behind, Ramona. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
New Beyond Raw Lit V2 pre-workout. GNC's number one pre-workout. Now with harder hitting energy, an intense mind-body connection, and enhanced endurance support. This isn't just pre-workout, it's precision engineering for your body. Turbocharge your workout with new Beyond Raw Lit V2. Available now at GNC and GNC.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
From tailgate to touchdown, SouthState is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, SouthState is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, SouthState Bank, member FDIC.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out.
Sorry there, Neil, we got to move. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's the end of summer spectacular sale. Buy any new vehicle and spin to win. Up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150. Save up to $15,000 on a new Ram. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our good friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. You'll 100% thank me later. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. The number is 864-888-1200. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. All right, Rona, we have games. I also have one other little thing about a guy in South Carolina, a big winner. Go ahead, Ramona. Games. List games. Games. Hello?
Okay, I'm right here. I have to read.
Hold on.
The next one is Illinois and Indiana. Indiana's a 4.5-point favorite. I took Illinois.
Okay. Why? Two ways to win?
Two ways to win today.
Yeah.
Two ways to win.
I took Indiana. I think this was the game that I waited the longest to fill out. I went back and forth on this game, did not really have strong conviction on this game. I really took Indiana. Indiana's played nobody, certainly nobody of Illinois' ability. But I think Illinois is a really sound football team under Bielma. By the way, it's Bielma. His name is not a disease. I mean, we should have
this
name.
Yeah, it's Bielma.
Right. After a million years, we should have this guy's name.
Are
right.
People calling him bulimia?
Yes. So, look, I think they'll show up and play well. I think Altmaier will play well. I'm guessing that Indiana has more firepower in the receiving core. And they're playing at home where they have played very well. And now again, they've not faced this level of competition this year. I'm a little concerned that they're giving up almost 6 yards of play. That concerns me. By the way, Ramon, what is this game on our contest? What number? How many?
Number five. Oh, One, two, three, four.
Okay.
Six.
All right. So I went with Indiana, six. And you went with Illinois.
I did.
Okay.
Okay. 7-5 Illinois.
So once again, I'm on the five side. Okay. I'm going to be on the five side a lot. Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay. The next one is Arizona at Baylor, and Baylor's a 2.5. I took Arizona State.
Okay. Why?
Well, because two ways to win, but also because no Baylor.
I'm sorry. That's a rule?
I think I picked them before and they lost.
Oh, they did you wrong.
Yeah, this did me wrong. Oh,
Baylor did you wrong.
Yeah, Baylor did.
Okay. I took Baylor. And this was the other game that gave me trouble. This was the second to last one I filled out. And the reason is because I thought a lot of Arizona State prior to the season. I thought you get Tyson back healthy, who's quite arguably the nation's best receiver. He was spectacular this past weekend. I don't know what's going on with Sam Levitt, though. He does not look like the same guy. They have two talented running backs, too. I mean, they lost Gettebo, but they have two talented running backs. Everybody else on the team is back. I don't know what's going on with Levitt. He looks really pedestrian all of a sudden. He also doesn't look like he has the same degree of escapability, the same degree of being able to extend plays. I don't quite get it. And again, he's had some games where he struggled, and I'm concerned with that element. So I'll tell you why I went with Baylor here. If this was the first week of the season, I would take an Arizona State in this game all day long. But I think one thing that you have to realize with these picking these games is you have to move off your preconceived notions quickly, or you will drown in this contest. In other words, if you thought this before the season and there's no evidence that that's true yet, then don't stick with that. And so that's why I took Baylor. I don't love Baylor. Baylor's defense sucks. Baylor's giving up 6 yards of play. Baylor's defense sucks, but I just think they have more offense than Arizona State does right now, and they're playing at home. So I think that's going to be enough to get them to win, and I think they'll outscore.
Okay, the next one is Florida at Miami. Now, Miami's a 7.5-point favorite. You will be surprised to know that I took Miami.
Okay, yes, I will be. I will be surprised.
I'm tanking for a new coach.
So in the pick contest, Ramona is tanking with Florida for a new coach. She wants Napier gone.
Yeah, I want Napier gone.
That's hysterical. Oh my God, the Florida family is out on Florida. So I'm taking Miami here too. I will say this. I think Florida is one of the few teams in the nation that can actually compete with Miami at the line of scrimmage. I think offensive line, defensive line especially, I think they can compete with Miami at the line of scrimmage. I think the dilemma is, and where they lose, is the quarterback battle. I mean, I don't love Carson Beck, but he's a lot better than DJ Lagway right now. And I don't think you can fix Lagway. I don't think you can leave the debacle of 5 INTs against LSU and then move on to Miami and think that the fix is coming against Miami, because they fixed that secondary and that defensive line with those two defensive ends. Those two dudes are a problem. So I think that's where Florida loses the game. I mean, they probably will compete for a while because they've got enough physicality at the line of scrimmage to compete. But at some point, they're just not going to have enough consistent offense in this deal. And it's probably going to be 28-13, something like that.
Okay, the next one is South Carolina at Missouri. Missouri's 13.5 points. I think that's too many points. That's why I took South Carolina in this case.
Yeah, and you're probably right in that we now know Lenora Sellers is playing. So the line is more like 9.5 now. And so we didn't have that advantage when we made this, although we could have guessed. I think we sort of had an idea. And Lenoris played well against Missouri a year ago. My problem with this game, from a South Carolina standpoint, actually I have a couple problems with it from a South Carolina standpoint, that even with Lenore Sellers thus far, they have not turned him loose. If they don't turn him loose in this game, I said this before the Vanderbilt game. I said, if you don't turn him loose, then you're going to lose. And I'm still going to say the same thing. If Lenore Sellers is going to throw 18, 19 times, you're going to lose. You're going to get drilled. I don't know what you're doing. I have no idea. This is the year 2025. Your quarterback, especially a freak like Sellers, can't be throwing 18, 19 times in a game. If you do, you're just going to get run out in Columbia, Missouri. You'll just get drilled, absolutely drilled. Missouri has talented running backs. This is like a given. You know, they have a loaded backfield, and I think that's a concern for South Carolina. Now, I do think they got Faison going a little bit a week ago, and maybe that's the help here. But you know, when you look at Missouri's backs with Hardy and with Roberts, now the one thing I will say is that Hardy put the ball on the field a couple times, at least two in the Kansas game. I didn't see the whole Kansas game. I saw most of it. I saw him fumble twice. I don't know if he fumbled any more than that, but if I was South Carolina, fumbling is not just a physical thing, it's a mental thing. I would be trying to strip the ball from Hardy because I think he's vulnerable. If South Carolina can do that, then I think they could stay in the game. My concern from the Gamecock standpoint is they're a relatively young football team, and they're going to play a relatively old football team in their building, and a team that can really run the football, and you know they're going to try and get those backs to the edges, and those are big play running backs when they can get the edge, stretch plays, outside zone. So we'll see. I think that the line is too big. You know, I would never play this in real life because the real line's 9.5, and that's where the value is, and I think you're right in that regard. But in terms of the actual game, I just like the way Missouri's playing, and I don't like the way South Carolina's playing. So I think you're looking at 34-17, and I think Missouri covers.
Okay, and the last one is Syracuse at Clemson. Clemson's a 17-point favorite. I think that's too many points. I took Syracuse.
Well, that was quick.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm a clock watcher.
Two ways to win.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you didn't give me the breakdown on South Carolina, Missouri.
South Carolina's Missouri 7-5
in favor of
Missouri.
Oh wow. Okay. So not a lot of love for the Gamecocks, even at 13.5. Wow. And the Syracuse Clemson game. So you took Syracuse.
Yeah.
I took Syracuse. Now, if I had to do this again today, you know, I was going to say knowing what we know about the safeties, which is really nothing. We don't know whether they're going to play or not. I mean, they're listed as questionable. If they're not playing, if I knew they weren't playing, I would pick Clemson minus the 17.5. So we're not going to know that until game time. I don't have an answer to that. What was the breakdown on this?
10-2.
In favor of Syracuse? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so people are just not buying the 17.5 thing, and I get that. I mean, I'm not really either if those two dudes are playing because, you know, Clemson's just, you know, barely shown an ability to score 17, let alone give up 17 to a team that's obviously going to score some points. All right, that's it for us. Enjoy your college football weekend. Stay tuned. T.L. Hanna hosting Greenwood and our incredible broadcast team, Sam Jones and Nick.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure. Loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com.
Tramon Mills. We don't do quiet.
At Carolina Lawn and Tractor, you can now get a John Deere Compact Tractor Series 1 through 4 at 0% for up to 84 months. Certain restrictions apply. See dealer for full disclosure. And with a full service and parts department, they can keep your John Deere running smooth all year long. Carolina Lawn and Tractor has been serving the upstate for over 40 years and is family-owned and operated. Visit them at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's, or shop our website, CarolinaLawnAndTractor.com.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious